This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people are freaking out about this latest headline coming out of the Chicago Tribune on cell phones. And, I mean, we're not stupid, okay? I mean, we live by our cell phones. We have a computer that we just snug so tightly to our ear. It makes our ear turn hot. You know, we get headaches. We sometimes feel a little sick to our stomach after, you know, being on the phone with our moms for like, you know, 30 minutes. And I don't really think it's content. I think it's the phone. I love my mom, but I get sick after being on the phone for 30 minutes. And so, you know, we know that cell phones aren't 1,000% benign. But we also live under the premise that cell phones are pretty safe. And so back and forth, throughout medical research, we've been getting these flirtations with the concept that the cell phone radiation is dangerous and we're getting too much. Well, so the FCC is involved, and the FCC has limits on cell phones, and, you know, especially the ones that we get, you know, from Apple and Samsung, all right? And there are certain levels of radiation that these cell phones are not supposed to exceed. Well, the Chicago Tribune did a study on their own. I think they took 11 different phones. Okay, yeah. They got 11 new popular smartphones, various brands, including Apple and Samsung. And then what they did is they used this liquid that was supposed to mimic human tissue. And they found that the radiation on most of these phones were twice the limit that was purported by the company and that the FCC said was allowed. Now, from what we understand, when the Chicago Tribune brought this up to Apple, Apple was like, you did the testing wrong. But from what we understand, the testing was done in a legit lab. It was done to FCC standards, such that now the FCC is going to kind of take a look at things again. Whoa. So Chicago Tribune is kind of like doing this type of thing, you know. All right. So what did they find? So they found that every single phone they tested, we're only talking 11, exceeded the maximum limit for exposure set by the FCC at various distances. Now, they said it was very apparent when the phone was only 2 millimeters. I mean, we're talking like really small from your face. Well, I mean, our cell phones kind of hug our face pretty closely. And a lot of the companies, they tested at the 5 millimeter mark or the 10 or 20 millimeter mark. And so, from what we're understanding, the Tribune, Chicago Tribune's investigation, which they took upon themselves, seems pretty legit. Honestly, any medical students listening to this, it's great, great study. Cell phones and radiation and meta-analyses of data is huge. So if you need a study, do something on that respect. But that doesn't help you or I who want to know what the hell should we be doing. Because I live by my cell phone. Now, the electromagnetic radiation that a cell phone emits, mind you, now we're at 5G, so 5G is pretty higher. It's not the same type of radiation as X-rays, okay? So we got ionizing radiation and non-ionizing radiation. So the ionizing radiation, that's like what you get from, you know, like the sun, X-rays, you know, the type of radiation that, you know, you think will kind of fry you, right? Non-ionizing radiation is like radio waves. Microwaves, if I have that down correctly. And so if a cell phone emits radio waves, you're not getting fried or skin cancer or anything like that. But what have the studies shown in the past? Well, there have been some studies that showed that cell phones can cause cancer in mice. Okay, we don't really test it in humans. They can't. They are like gliomas, which are brain tumors, adrenal gland tumors. Let me look up one study that came out. Let me see. There was, back in 2016, rats exposed to radio frequency radiation for 7 to 9 hours a day. Usually we're on the phone for about 4. if you really think about it, with all the times we text and all the times we, you know, call people. But if they subjected a rat to 7 to 9 hours a day, they were more prone to getting brain tumors and tumors in the heart. So we're not at that level yet. But, you know, where's the data on how many tumors of the heart are in humans? Where's the data on how many tumors are occurring in humans in terms of the brain? So we aren't really finding an increased incidence of brain tumors. I mean, considering millions of us use cell phones, if we went by this rat data, then we would be, like, the majority of us would be getting some sort of brain tumors, because a lot of people are on the phone all the time. They got their Bluetooth on or whatever. And we don't. So, knock on wood, thank God, you know, thank God. So, in terms of, do these cause brain tumors? How I look at it, and again, I'm a family practice doc, okay? I'm not a neurologist. I'm not a electromagnetic frequency expert. I'm not a techie, as you know. I really don't have a lot of talents at all, as you might have surmised. But how I look at it is personally, I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think if you're at the wrong place with the wrong time with the wrong genetics, avid, consistent, frequent cell phone use might be bad for you. It doesn't mean it's going to cause brain tumors in everybody. Do I think it has the potential to cause a brain tumor in a human? Absolutely. If it could cause a tumor in a rat, I think it could cause a tumor in a human. I just don't think it's going to do it to everybody, because a lot of us have mechanisms that protect us. We might not have the same vulnerabilities as, you know, other people may, or a rat. So personally, even though I don't want anybody to freak out over this 11 cell phone, study, it's a real small sample size. And, you know, yeah, the Tribune found that they emit more radiation. I personally feel better when my cell phone is away from me. I use speaker a lot, and I'll tell you if you're on speaker, so, you know, if you call me, you know, your conversation isn't all out there. But I always keep it at a distance. I rarely have it hug my head, and I just notice I feel better. I don't feel as achy and ucky after I get off the phone. You know, most experts are saying, look, just for poops and giggles, keep the phone away from the body. You know, try to text more rather than call. You know, if the cell phone is weak, don't be sitting there hugging it to your head. Maybe avoid using it and using a landline when you can. Don't have it sit next to your head at night, all night long, right? You know, going bzz, bzz, bzz. And, you know, just limit your exposure. But I wouldn't freak out about this. I think it's still too early. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Miles is asking about the farting cows and Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal and what's going on with the farting cows. I don't know, okay? I guess cows that fart are being blamed for climate change. Airplanes are being blamed for climate change. Wasn't there like a big thing in France where a bunch of movie stars and celebrities and stuff, you know, flew private jets to this big, huge party on global warming? And people were like, come on, man, what's going on there? So I think what happened was Bernie Sanders did a Ocasio-Cortez Green New Deal, you know, second edition. And from what I understand with Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, there was something about, eliminating, I guess, cow gas, less airplanes, removing greenhouse gas emissions and pollution from every sector of the economy, decommissioning every nuclear plant within 10 years, upgrading or replacing every single building in the United States for state-of-the-art energy efficiency and plant lots of trees, according to Daily Mail. But Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal is a touch bit softer. They declare climate change a national emergency, and for some reason it's going to be given a lot more, weight than all the other emergencies we have, like, you know, healthcare and, cancer and infectious disease and the economy and national security. Apparently, Green New Deal is coming first. And I understand a lot of people think it's all related, that if we, you know, fix climate change and we stop the cow farts, we all will be healthier. I get that. You know, I've never really smelled a cow fart. I have smelled a horse fart, and I do get ill from that. So I get that. Bernie Sanders also promises a decade-long focus on defeating the climate change threat. Love that that's his focus, but I would like him to focus on some other things. Invest in a development of high-speed rail system and electric cars. Prosecutes and fines fossil fuel companies for polluting. Moves to renewable energy for transportation and electric by 2030. Cuts in military spending. I don't know if I like that. Achieves total decarbonization by at least 2050. Spends $16.3 trillion in tax dollars and pledges to create 20 million jobs. So, I want to ask you guys, what if you guys have the electric cars? Okay, I'm kind of interested in this because, well, one is, I think cars already are pretty expensive, so I can't see myself spend money on a hybrid. They just seem to be really costlier. And my car payment is big enough, and I have a used car, but I got kids with used cars, and so when you put all our cars together, it's a little kind of a lot. And from what I understand, just school me if I'm wrong, do you have to, like, every few hours charge? Like, if you're driving, I drive to L.A. a lot. And so do you have to every few hours stop and charge? And then the charging isn't, like, fast. It's like a cell phone charge. And for me, I just want to fill up my gas tank and go. I don't mind waiting 5 minutes to fill up the gas tank because I could pee, I could go and grab a Slurpee, and then I could jump, I could yell at the kids, I could stretch, and then I could leave. But I guess what our friends are saying is what you do is you go out to eat. So you drive to Barstow, you find a place where you could charge up, and then you, like, grab a bite to eat, and you sit out for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then you drive again. No. Okay, I can make it from my house to Santa Monica Pier in 3 hours and 45 minutes. And, no, don't do the speed calculations, okay? All right. That means I just stopped to pee once. Don't make me sit there and charge my car. And power outages happen. You know, if San Andreas, you know, ever happens, you know, the big, you know, earthquake, and power lines are out, where you need to drive. Now, some people say, well, the gas station could be out, too. I don't know. For some reason, these gas stations, they just outlive everything. I don't know where the gas is stored. I think it's, what, underground or something? But these gas stations, to me, seem to have a lot more resilience than the electricity in my house. We're always getting power outages all the time. I live in the desert. I don't know why we get power outages. There's no rain. There's no hurricanes. We don't have any earthquakes here. And, you know, we get power outages all the time. And so the last thing I want is a $40,000 or $50,000 vehicle sitting at my house that I can't move because it needs electricity. Now, the hybrid is cool. That I dig because at least I need to hedge all bets. I just do. I don't know if you guys have ever seen me play craps. I think I put a video of me playing craps one day. I don't mess around. I'm like, look, okay, I don't want to lose my bet. So I might play the field, which is the worst bet in craps. You never play the field, okay? But, I'm not going to teach you guys how to play craps. But basically, there's a way to hedge a little bit, you know, so you can still make money. But when you lose money, you don't lose your butt. As opposed to poker, you lose a hand, you lose a hand. So it's an exciting game, but, you know, you still lose, you know, the house always wins. But when it comes to cars, I would want to make sure that I could still gas it up if I had to or still, I just don't trust power. So, you know, in terms of you know, global warming and the 2020 race, and as we're going to be coming into probably one of the biggest free-for-alls, if you thought the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump election was a free-for-all, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to be, it's going to be really entertaining. Those of us in the media cannot wait for this next election cycle. We cannot wait. It is going to be exciting. People are going to say stupid things. They're going to be, I don't know, you know, misreading their teleprompter. They're going to be, I mean, somebody's going to say something or whatever, and everyone's going to make a big deal about it. On the other end, as a U.S. citizen, I'm dreading it because I'm like, okay, we got bigger fish to fry. We got a lot of stuff going on. Can we, you know, please not spend all the news talking about whether Joe Biden gaffed again? But, you know, the priorities are different. That's, you know, that's not going to change. The approach is different. That's not going to change, you know. But what I think the average person is thinking about right now is, if there is going to be another recession, when is it going to happen? And personally, I think Donald Trump can successfully stave it off. I don't think he can stave it off permanently. I do see in the next decade there would be another recession because they're just, that's just what happens. You know, I mean, every 10 years there's some sort of a, you know, dip in the economy or recession. I don't think it's going to be as bad as the Obama one. I know I'm not supposed to call it the Obama recession, but why not, right? Why not? I'm in that kind of mood. So, you know, if you, however, work in any of these industries that Bernie Sanders or Ocasio-Cortez wants to have reformat the building and refit, you know, all sorts of different, you know, aspects to it to clean the air, you are going to be in a lot of trouble when it comes to your job. And I know we are supposed to be thinking long term and, you know, will these things help the environment? Yeah, they'll probably help the environment, you know, which is nice. But it will spurn one hell of a job loss movement because somebody's got to pay for all the new changes. And that's not good. You know, I mean, it's kind of really minuscule to talk about. But when, you know, companies had to outfit a special room in their current square footage designed for breastfeeding, you know, which is really, really nice. I mean, as a breastfeeding mom, that would have been really, really cool. And thank you. But you lose square footage. You lose operating space. You lose money. Was that, you know, did that affect economics? Did it not? We don't know. All we know is the years 2009 to 2016 were pretty rough. And so, you know, whether it's one particular thing or not, we got to be really, really careful telling businesses that they're going to have to start spending money. I mean, I'm already seeing people panic about the minimum wage increase. Now, maybe the minimum wage increase is overdue and it had to happen, but I already hear the talk, and I hear a lot of talk on, all right, well, when that happens, we're going to make cuts. We're going to have to fire one person to pay for this. And so that's how people think, you know? I mean, when people vote, they're like, this is great. We're going to make employers spend more money. Nobody's going to spend more money. They might follow the law, but if they don't feel like they have that extra working room with money, they're not going to spend the extra money. They're going to cut and scrimp to make the law happen. That's what we saw with Obamacare and the mandate for employers. All right, if we have to buy everybody insurance and we have to spend this much money and it's a very high, you know, cost insurance plan, then one way we could save is have less employees and figure out ways to have less employees. So you need to be really, really careful in the news when you're telling, you know, business owners that they're going to have to start spending money, because right now, what are they doing? They're thinking of ways to cut. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to implement a regulation that would allow the government to indefinitely detain illegal migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally. Friday on Fox and Friends, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost outlined the way the new rule would be implemented.
These families are going to be held in ICE custody in family residential centers. I want to be clear that they are not going to be held in Border Patrol stations. So that frees up my agents first and foremost. They also are going to be held until they can have a fair trial and get in front of a judge and make their case. And that is expected to be somewhere between 40 and 60 days.
President Trump took to Twitter and says he's asking American companies to start looking for an alternative to China on the news that China is planning on implementing $75 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, okay. So, let me see here. Jews are in the news. Now, I'm a Jew. All right, and so whenever Jews are in the news, all right, I'm kind of fascinated by the story, and I tune in. Well, apparently, Jews are at higher risk for a lot of diseases. I don't know if you guys have kind of noticed, okay? So we're at risk for colon cancer. We're at risk for Tay-Sachs. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that, unfortunately, we've been at risk for. And so medical experts are saying that maybe Ashkenazi Jews should be screened for breast cancer genes, where 1 in 40 of Ashkenazis, and I'll kind of tell you about that, should be screened for BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, because 1 in 40 are at risk for breast cancer. as opposed to 1 in 300 of the normal population. Now, Ashkenazi Jews are the Northern European, shall we say, genetic lineage of Jews, whereas Sephardic Jews are the more Middle Eastern Mediterranean. And so my heredity is Ashkenazi. And there's kind of a difference because in Judaism, we say our tafs differently. We pronounce we say our Hebrew differently. We even celebrate a lot of the traditions a little differently when we're Ashkenazi versus Sephardic. And I actually prefer the Sephardic way because, like, for example, during Passover, you're not supposed to eat grain. Right? Or any leavened bread. Well, basically the Bible says you're supposed to eat unleavened bread. All right? So that should be a no-brainer. All right? But for some reason, the biblical scholars that interpreted the Bible says it also means you can't drink Coca-Cola. You can't have corn tortillas. You can't have popcorn. I mean, anything that has a grain in it. And so I know, no, vodka is potato. Potato should be okay, but my guess is we're not allowed to eat that too. And then rice. Now, rice has nothing to do with yeast. What the heck is going on? I've yelled at my rabbi about this publicly. I'm like, why the hell can't we eat rice on Passover? That's ridiculous. And, but the Sephardic Jews are like, well, we're going to eat rice. Hey. Like, Ambiod, we're eating it, no big deal. We're going to eat the rice. I'm like, I like the rice. But you Ashkenaz, you can't eat the rice. You're not Sephardic. I'm like, okay, you know what? All right. I can be Sephardic. No, you can't be Sephardic. Sephardic, very beautiful. They're have more skin tone, right? More tan, brunette, beautiful eyes. Sephardics are gorgeous. Ashkenaz were the more blue-eyed blondes, you know? And so, you know, I try to kind of, you know, capitalize on my Mediterranean traits. My father, you know, was brunette and Sephardic looking, even though he was still Ashkenazi because he's German and Austrian. He's passed away now. But for some reason, he came out with the beautiful dark features as well. So you could be good looking, you know, blonde and blue eyes. You could be good looking brunette. You could be good looking redhead. It doesn't matter. But the Sephardic especially, I mean, they're just, I don't know, exquisite looking, you know, culture. And I always try to, you know, pretend, oh, yeah, I'm Sephardic, so let me eat my rice. Like, no, you get any rice. Sorry, only we get to. But anyway, okay, so the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says that primary care doctors should assess women's BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation risks if their ancestry is prone to those mutations. Now, there's been a anti-screen sort of sentiment because people don't want to spend any money on screens. And I remember back in 2000, it might have been 2005 or 2006, I don't remember. I remember the lab charged my insurance company $5,000 for that BRCA testing. I did get the BRCA testing, I was negative, thank God. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm worried too, because, you know, with double Ds, you're like, okay, wait a second, the mammogram never cuts it. When I go for a mammogram, you know, they schedule you 30 minutes, I'm there for like 3 hours, and they're like, okay, you know what, we just got through one breast. Okay, now, can you come back in a week from now, right? You know, we've tired out our machine, so we can do the other breast. Then I'm like, really? I just don't want to know that one boob is fine. Can you just do both at the same time? And then when I have to get a breast ultrasound, oh my gosh. Oh, the ultrasound tech is so tired. You know, so basically she has like full on rotator cuff and carpal tunnel after ultrasounding one breast. And she's like, you have a whole nother one. I mean, we closed 3 hours ago. I'm like, you gotta do the other breast. I can't go back. So usually for me to get my mammogram and breast ultrasound done, I have to take off maybe 3 days of work. So it's scary stuff. So I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. You know, the women in my family were pretty big boobied. I've been asked that, do larger-breasted women, are they at higher risk for breast cancer? It's interesting. They shouldn't be, all right, because of the genes, all right, and breast cancer happens in any size breast. However, if you have more estrogen, if you have more fat, then breasts are fat tissue, you know, then you can, unfortunately, be at higher risk. So, you know, so what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean that the Jews are the chosen people. We're only vegan to have the BRCA testing. What it means is the conversation is changing where if you think you're at higher risk for something and it's in the genes and you have some sort of heritage, you know, that puts you at risk. And some people will say, well, then why are they talking Ashkenazi Jews? Why not Northern European or German or Austrian? Well, because when the Jews had to flee persecution, and throughout the years, you know, we always, everybody wants to kill us for some reason. So, you know, we're always fleeing, right? Whether it was the pogroms, whether it was the Romans, whether it was, nobody really liked us in history, okay? And so we always had to kind of huddle. We had, you know, not really the best, shall we say, choices in terms of finding mates, and so there was, I don't want to use the word incest, but we had, you know, first cousin marriages and things like that, and so the genes, unfortunately, you know, didn't get diluted as much, all right? My family, thank God, no, you know, they met people, you know, across other countries, but, you know, Warsaw Ghetto, things like that, unfortunately, you know, things, they didn't allow for as much variability in genetics, if your same village grew up together and, you know, eventually, you know, some genes were superimposed. So, yeah. You know, a lot of guys think I don't need to worry about the whole BRCA discussion. It's a woman thing. No, it's not. BRCA gene positive could put you at risk for prostate cancer and pancreatic cancer. So pancreatic cancer may be identified easier in those who are BRCA positive. So guys might need to be checked also. Nobody's talking about Ashkenazi guys or Northern European guys or just guys in general, but they need to. Now, speaking of pancreatic cancer, this is interesting. Researchers at Harvard University's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute found that a cannabinoid flavonoid, so a flavonoid in cannabis, not the psychedelic form of pot, but the more medicinal form of pot, can fight pancreatic cancer. This FBL03G killed tumor cells in 70% of mice. Now, these flavonoids are what gives plants their rich, vibrant color, you know, like your, plums and your cabbages and things like that. And they only make up 0.14% of the plant. But they found that these flavonoids were causing tumors to die, even in tumors that metastasized. Now, pancreatic cancer is a real scary one, as we could see by Steve Jobs, by Aretha Franklin. Alex Trebek is now fighting pancreatic cancer, so it's a rough one. And most pancreatic cancer patients rarely live past 5 years if they have metastasis. They say that behind lung cancer, it might be the second leading cause of cancer-related death. So, if we can use some sort of compound, I don't care if it's from marijuana or not, you know, be able to produce enough of it and use it as a, you know, form of chemotherapy or, you know, a form of cancer treatment, that's fantastic. So that's a scoop on that. All right, when we come back, John Elway has Viking's disease. What is Viking's disease? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dakadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember when the Broncos were really, really good? Part of the credit with that goes to John Elway. Okay, Super Bowl champion, I think twice. I think that he led the Broncos to 4 Super Bowls. I have to remember the stats on that. Sorry, but he has been interviewed by Today regarding his Viking disease. So that was kind of a real sexy headline, Viking disease. Wow, that's really cool. Especially since I love the show Vikings. You got to check that out. Vikings is excellent. It's a good TV show because it goes back into history. I really love the shows where they go back into history and then they interlay some, you know, fiction in it, like Boardwalk Empire. Those, like, shows are really, really good. So I love Vikings. I think Vikings is fantastic. So you got to see that. But anyway, so John Elway admitted that he had Vikings disease. And, you know, as a, you know, doctor, I had to kind of scratch my head, go, wait a second, I don't remember learning about Viking disease. Well, I did remember learning And I still know about the Dupuytren's contracture and Dupuytren's disease. I don't speak French, so I don't pronounce it well. But basically, that's what Viking disease is. So what John Elway said is, you know, he retired in like 99. A couple years later, he started to get these like bands of scar tissue in his hands. And usually it's farthest away from the thumb. The bands of tissue start to make the fingers flex. And it got on, it was both hands, and it got so bad that he couldn't hold a football. Now, luckily, he was already retired by then. I don't know if it might have started before then. But unfortunately, this is a disease that affects about 16 million people currently. And a lot of people, they have these bumps in their hands. And they're like, why do I have these bumps? And if you don't address them, they will later form fibrous tissue, actually bands or cords. And so this Dupuytren's disease that you have actually becomes Dupuytren's contractures. And I don't give me crap about mispronouncing it. It looks like Dupuytren. So I don't know how to speak French. Okay, Dupuytren, I can't speak French. Sorry. Not, you know, in my vernacular. I wish I could. I think speaking French is very, very sexy. But I can't speak French. Can't happen. So why the hell was it called Viking's disease? Okay, so this is interesting. So apparently they think it originated back in like 800, 900 AD. So in the 9th and 10th century, when the Vikings started to explore and conquer Europe and go all over the place, they found that more people eventually later started developing these contractures. And so they called it Viking disease. They didn't really call it anything. And it took a doctor, Baron Guillaume Dupuytren, to actually describe it. And then he got his name on it. You know, I don't know if you guys realize this, but a lot of us doctors secretly want a condition named after us. You know, just by luck, it's going to be some sort of an STD, you know, or a rectal abscess or something. But there's some disease that we've been calling something else, like giggly goop. And then one of us has to actually name it and call it something, and then that disease is, you know. So, oh, man, I got the Dr. Dahlia discharge. Oh, you do? You know, so I don't know what I'm going to discover. But, you know, I do predict that there is going to be something in the medical textbooks with my name on it. So maybe it'll be some severe psychiatric illness, which is fine. I as long as I can contribute, you know, we'll do it. So this Dupuytren's disease starts off as fibrosis, scarring, you get these cords, and then you get contractures, so Dupuytren's contractures. So who's at risk for it? Well, usually men are at higher risk than women. Men usually get these a lot more. Doesn't mean all men are going to. Whites seem to get it more than people of other ethnicities, but it still can happen in any ethnicity. If you're older, Northern European ancestry, because there are some genetics involved. If you're diabetic, we notice that you're more prone to it if you're diabetic, and then if you drink alcohol. We do not think John Elway is diabetic. I don't really know what his ancestry is, but he does look kind of Viking-ish. You know, he's got that tall blonde thing going, so, you know, maybe that's why. So what do? How do we treat it? So we treat this by, you could do corticosteroid shots to decrease that inflammatory process causing the scar tissue. You could also do something called needling, something that kind of breaks up the scar tissue. The problem is if you have this process where you scar up, you know, parts of your hands, now, by the way, you're not scarring the you're not, like, making new tendons. It's the scar tissue that looks like a tendon. So you're not making new tendons, but it can affect the tendons, absolutely. So they also have these enzymes that could break it up, these enzyme injections, or sometimes they just go in and cut it. But unfortunately, you could get it back again. John Elway said he didn't want any more surgery because he had enough surgeries in his lifetime. So he forewent the surgery, but he, my guess is he might have done the needling or the injections or whatever. And he has full range of motion and flexion. So that's what's going on there. And now he's a spokesperson for Facts on Hand. So for any of you having weird bumps in your hand and you want to get it checked out early. You don't want to mess that up. All right. So in other medical news, we got this 4-in-1 pill called a poly pill. And you knew this was coming. They've been talking about this for years. I remember Pfizer decided to combo its amlodipine and Lipitor, Caduit. They called it Caduit. And when it came out, we were like, oh, that's great, because I have so many people on blood pressure medicine. I have so many people on a statin. Now we have a combo pill. And you want to know what? I couldn't write it a lot because it wasn't generic. And to get an insurance to pay for it, it just seemed harder than the separate pills. And so I wrote Caduit, but it didn't take as well as the separate medications of Norvasc and Lipitor. Not sure why. So polypills, there's a push for it. It's just, it has to sell. So when a company does a brand name polypill, you know, like Janumet, you have Januvia and Metformin for diabetes. Great medication. A lot of people are using it, but not as popular as the separate ones. Don't ask. I think it's just because it's generic. Well, what they've done is they've taken generic drugs, an aspirin, a cholesterol-lowering statin, and then two drugs to lower blood pressure. And I think they're going to be using like Valsartan. Let me see. I got to find the names of the drugs. I believe it's I think they're using like Torvastatin or Lipitor. They use an aspirin. They're using either an ARB or an ACE inhibitor to for the blood pressure medicine and hydrochlorothiazide, which is a water pill. I have to find that story. Sorry, I don't know if I have it with me. So the scoop on that is. The four of the most common medications that we have people with heart disease on, why don't we just combine them? Because people are always griping. I'm on too many pills. My doctor over-medicates me. Oh, I hate that when you say we over-medicate you. When you guys accuse us doctors or medical providers of over-medicating you, I'm like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, you're 70 years old. You had high cholesterol. You had diabetes. You have high blood pressure. The average, if this was any other year, you would have had heart attack. You would have had stroke, okay? And these medications, these little baby pills, are saving your life. If you don't want the pills, you cannot take the pills. What do you think is going to happen? Okay, so don't be accusing me of over-medicating you and being in bed with pharmaceutical companies, all right? The studies say they're going to save your life. I'm putting you on the medication. So people gripe, I'm not too many medications. So, all right, so then how about if there's one medication that has all four. Now, why two separate blood pressure medications? A lot of times diuretics and ACE inhibitors work together. We've kind of reviewed blood pressure medicine. I'll have to do that again when we have more time. Aspirin, that we don't really recommend for everybody who isn't at risk, but when you are at risk, aspirin is helps prevent blood clots, which can happen when you tear your intimal lining in your artery, and unfortunately when a plaque breaks off, you get a little tear, and so then your body tries to clot it off, and that's how you can have a heart attack. So aspirin has been shown to help prevent that in post-MI patients. And then cholesterol medication. So if the average person needs those, why not put all four together? So they did a study. They looked at, I believe, Iranians, and they found that they had lessened significantly the major cardiovascular events in those who took it versus those who didn't. So a polypill. That might be the new way to go, especially if it's generic. And, get everything done at once, especially if you need all of them. So pretty cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.